This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue captain with Tomorrow's News Tonight, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, DR room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers. Thanks for getting the job done, guys and gals. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us up in the panhandle of Florida is the man, the myth, the legend, the guy with the UndergroundUSA.com wannabe habit, and that's what the habit is that we're going to be doing now, Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank. Alrighty. Okay, boys, go back inside. There you go. They're all back inside again. All right, time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that one. Now, Mr. Frank, it seems little Dr. Fauci is in the news again. Are you ready?
Mr. Fauci, yes. Yes, I am.
Well, here we go. This is a little Dr. Fauci segment. There you go. Here he comes. That's Squad 51, actually. And if he was driving Squad 51, there never would have been a Squad 51. But I don't know what exactly he's doing this time, except he changed his mind again. Another Fauci flip. Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, calling for more investigations into China to uncover the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a dramatic reversal.
Maybe he just saw, just figured out that there's pictures of him and Barack Obama over in China. I don't know. You know, this guy is in the wind. See, if there's a story that points one direction, he'll go with that for a little bit until it doesn't serve his purpose, and then he'll switch course and go another way. The guy is I won't say alternate, but he is a pathetic inside the Beltway operative whose longevity has just about reached its dissipation line. The people are sick of him. They've come to understand that he does flip-flop. You know, nothing is ever absolute with Dr. Fauci. Everything is subject to somebody bringing something up in an interview so that he can change his mind. When we look at the CDC in general under his tutelage when it comes to infectious diseases, we've seen them change their reporting criteria since the beginning of just this pandemic three times.
Yeah.
So what is solid in anything that they've done throughout this entire thing besides being political?
Mm-hmm. Well, we now know from previously undisclosed U.S. intelligence documents that three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, that's about the time that I got sick, too.
Well, and it's a lot of people had an unusual flu.
Yep.
You know, around that time. Bottom line here is that we've got enough circumstantial evidence to really come to the conclusion that this was manufactured and released.
Sure.
That it wasn't something that was natural, and that this was either purposely done because of what President Trump was doing to China and the Chinese economy, or this was a major, major screw-up on the part of the Chinese Communist Party. So either way, China is absolutely on the hook for this, and they should experience great pain because of what they did to the world. But ironically, the world's just going along with whatever China wants to do.
Yeah.
You know, China manipulates currency. They don't care. China decides they want to get aggressive in the South China Sea. Only a few countries care about that. You know, intellectual property rights, they demand it. Biden gives it to them. I mean, this is unbelievable. This country should be ostracized on the world stage. And instead, people are treating them as if they're the big 7,000-pound gorilla in the room. Isolate them. We could isolate that country and end this stuff today if the world would come together for the betterment of humanity. But nobody seems to want to do that.
Isn't that the
you
truth?
You can point out that they're you can point out they're committing genocide against an entire people, and people have to debate the definition of genocide. Mm. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, wrong is wrong. When did we move away from right and wrong, man?
Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you what. You put out something over the weekend that I've got here in my hands. The White House announced it's going to use the Holder model to spy on journalists, a la James Rosen and company.
Yeah, they had Jen Psaki came out trying to make hay out of the fact that a CNN reporter's telephone records were tapped into because the CNN reporter was doing nefarious things under the Trump administration. And she made great hay out of the fact that we're going to treat reporters and journalists the way we did under Eric Holder. What?
Yeah, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Frank Silvano. From undergroundusa.com, go over there, check it out, see all the great things he's got going on. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, and that combined total is internet and satellite and radio, terrestrial radio altogether. Some nights it's more than that. Now, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, over into the Midwest, Ohio. Just met somebody from Ohio over the weekend, bought a Titan truck, and even as far west as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just cannot be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many, many miles of carefree motoring with the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins, oh, they got them, and they're commanding a great resale price. So take advantage and upgrade your ride now. And by the way, how about getting a quote on your vehicle? They might buy it right out from underneath you. You'll get more money than what you think you're going to get. And all of a sudden, you've got money to buy a different vehicle or a newer vehicle and extra money in your hand. The Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors all get a great job and a great venture for them on the vehicle that they choose to buy. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, test drive the hottest SUV in the market. That would be the new Nissan Rogue, totally redesigned for you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You want to finish what you were talking about there?
Oh, Mr. Holder.
Yeah.
It needs to refresh people's memories that under our illustrious Mr. Holder, the worst attorney general in the history of the United States, that's saying something when you're talking about, and others, he went after not only AP reporters, but Rosen from Fox.
Yep.
In a campaign against what he thought were egregious leaks happening outside of his in his department, and he went after him with espionage.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that he was trying to figure out who the leaks were in his department to plug the leaks the way everybody else does it and it should be done. He went after the reporters for spying because they were receiving information from within his department. So this is what Jen Psaki has said the new model is for the Biden administration. She tried to castigate the Trump administration for doing things by the book and instead established and admitted that, well, we're going to spy on people if we have to.
Yeah.
Her model. Yeah. Now, could this have been a slip of the tongue by Ms. Psaki? She is known for that. You know, I don't know, but that's what she said.
Uh-huh.
And if words matter, Barack Obama told us words matter. If words matter, then we have to hold her to her word.
Right. And let's go to the phone lines, and we've got Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Frank?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Frank. Yes, Frank was saying, how the country of China. When, prior to this criminal in the Oval Office, have we, the land of the free and the home of the brave, ever had to bow down to this China Communist Party or the China itself? Maybe not the people, but the government and the Chinese Communist Party. When prior to the Biden regime, have we Americans ever had to bow down to anybody, let alone the state China? I'd like to ask you that. What administration?
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. I was having a little trouble trying to understand him. How about you, Frank?
Yeah, I did say you wanted to know what administration before this has ever taken a knee to China.
Okay, good.
There have been administrations who have cooperated, and some suspiciously so, but nothing to this level. And this isn't even taking a knee. It's rolling over and being subservient. What the puppet masters of Mr. Biden have done, have created such a distraction in critical race theory, in gender identity politics, in all of this unbelievable, let's just set the Roman Empire on fire social engineering crap, that we're not paying attention to what's happening on the world stage. Mm-hmm. Chinese are paying attention to it. So is the rest of the world paying attention to it. Vladimir Putin's paying attention to it. And China's making the move. And as I said, they're not saber-rattling anymore. They're executing. And they're moving forward. Meanwhile, we're arguing about whether we should be talking about America being systemically racist. It is the biggest deflection move. And the overwhelming majority of the people who don't stand up for things have swallowed the hook. Everybody's got to stand up and say, not a racist country. I don't want it taught in my schools. Boys should go to boys' bathrooms. Girls should go to girls' bathrooms. And can we get back to the fact that China's trying to replace the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency, building up their military, and committing genocide? Can we start talking about things that actually matter instead of this contrived theory that's coming out of our higher education institutions? And by the way, at this point in time, if you've got a kid and your kid doesn't want to be a doctor, I'd seriously think about not sending them, getting him into a decent trade school or an internship program where they can actually come up as an apprentice for something, because college isn't worth it anymore.
Now, we have a situation in Florida where we have three insurance companies that are dropping more than 50,000 Florida home insurance customers. The companies are Gulfstream Property and Casualty Insurance, canceling more than 20,000 residential policies effective June 28th. Then you have Universal Insurance Company of North America canceling more than 13,000 residential policies effective June 29th. And Southern Fidelity canceling more than 19,600 policies stretched out over the next 14 months. This is all over the replacement of roofs and what it costs these insurance companies to have to put new roofs on houses as a result of the last series of storms that came in predominantly with Hurricane Matthew.
And that's only going to get worse because wood is a main component replacing a roof, but that's neither here nor there. We need to talk about what the CDC did with this forbearance when it comes to mortgages and rents as it applies to this, because it's really put people in zones in the trick bag. It's very serious.
Okay.
If you are in forbearance, you do not get to sell your house until you pay back everything you owe on that forbearance.
Yep.
Period. Dot. Mm-hmm. So that means if you lose your insurance and you get hit by a hurricane and you can't live in the house, you can't sell it for any amount of money until you pay back what you owe.
Mm-hmm. And listen to this for a second.
Now, 3 million people are behind on their mortgage, the most at any time since the Great Recession. Roughly 2 million are in forbearance plans, providing a reprieve of a year or more from making payments. Some are beginning to exit those arrangements, and experts expect the pace to pick up soon, with as many as 1.7 million borrowers exiting in September. Regulators are warning mortgage servicers to be prepared for the onslaught. Rich Thomason reporting.
There you go.
When you look at the numbers of the people who are affected by what the CDC illegally did in calling for a moratorium, this wasn't legislated, by the way. Mm-hmm. CDC decided to mandate it.
Mm-hmm.
You are looking at three times the number of people who were affected by the mortgage crisis in 2008.
Yep.
This is a big deal, and no one's and the media is not covering it, and this forbearance thing is supposed to be a charity from the government to you to help ease the pain of COVID that we didn't have to shut down for because it wasn't what they said it was. Crime of the century happened against the American COVID thing on several different fronts, Matt, and we should be really, really pissed off.
Well, that's true. And remember, we do have an insurer of last resort down here. It's not that people are going to be left hanging out in the woods, but I would not want to be one of those people that's wondering where my next insurance was going to be from.
No, not at all. And you better, if your retirement was kind of cutting it close to the vest, you better start looking at it.
By the way, you want to stick around for another segment?
Sure, you got it.
Okay, hang on. All right, folks, we'll be right back. And Strawberry Joe sent me a message. I'll tell you what that is when we get back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Ron Edwards is going to take us to the break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All of that.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, the focus is beginning to shift to finding ways to prevent future violence. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week to open talks to try to strengthen the current ceasefire and lay out a path forward. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Blinken reaffirmed that the White House believes the long-term goal should be a two-state solution.
President Biden's been very clear that he remains committed to a two-state solution. Look, ultimately, it is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, and of course, the only way to give the Palestinians the state to which they're entitled. That's where we have to go, but that, I don't think, is something for necessarily for today.
And 14 people were killed Sunday after a cable car accident in Italy. Authorities say the car fell nearly 50 feet as it was transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa up a nearby mountain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty. And coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, over at the Largo Event Center, which is the old Midreg Center on 126th Street North. I'm going to be over there for the Two Guys Gun Show, the Two Guys Guns and Knife Show. Saturday they're there from 9 to 5. The concealed carry class starts at 2 p.m. if you want to get into that. And then on Sunday they're there from 9 to 3. And then Monday, Memorial Day, I'll be up at Moss Nissan for their annual Memorial Day bash, where they have the tailgate truck there like they did before. Those of you that were there, you'll like that. And they're also going to have lots of free food and all that sort of stuff. But it's a family-friendly event. Bring the kids. You're going to love it. And you can take a test drive in one of those new vehicles. No strings attached. But if you want to, don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money. All right. We're back with Frank Silvallo from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Strawberry Joe, one of our favorite listeners, said Microsoft's replacement for Internet Explorer is MS Edge. That's Edge is a reverse-engineered Google search engine. Again, nothing original from Microsoft.
And I'm going to add a little caveat to that, that it's proprietary and it sucks. It comes with an update, doesn't give you a choice whether you want to have it actually come onto your computer, and it tries to touch everything. It wants to usurp everything you have in place in your configuration that you've decided that you like. It wants to fight with other browsers. It wants to touch PDFs. It wants to touch everything. It's a, you know, just leave us alone. Hey, big tech, let us do what we want to do. Let us use the search engines we want to use. Let us use the software we want to use. Quit trying to shove everything down our throats. We're getting a little tired of it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Edge is I would say it's a pain in the posterior.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd be speaking French, and I like this. I'd like to speak English.
Well, we knew this one was coming, Frank. Shoplifting in San Francisco is sending some of the big box stores packing.
And I'm sure it's going to happen in Portland and Seattle and every place that's been defunded. You know, you think about that. And these stats are going to be explosive when they finally are compiled after a 12-month period of, okay, we lost 30% of our police force over here. Wow, look at crime skyrocket. You know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that was going to happen. And that's the ultimate stupidity of this defund the police movement. It is the stupid that we've seen in quite a while here in the United States. When you've got explosions of lawlessness to say, let's defund the people that actually supplied the lawfulness, I mean, how incredibly intellectually stunted do you have to be to call for a defunding of the police that defend your life and your property?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Facebook shut down a page called the Jerusalem Prayer Group, which was bombarded with anti-Semitic comments before Facebook shut it down. It's now gone.
Yeah, we can't defend Israel in the United States if you're on the left anymore. That's verboten. And I use German specifically for that.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Zuckerberg, is that not a Jewish name?
Well, you would think, but he's got to be one of the self-deprecating Jews that wants to march lockstep with the pro-Hamas people. And I've got a piece up about this today. We've reached anti-Semitic sentiment in this country that is reminiscent of pre-1939 in Germany. We're seeing Jews getting beaten in the streets in New York, in Los Angeles, Chicago. We're seeing pro-Islamo-fascist rallies in places like Pensacola. The University of West Florida had a group of ignorant and uneducated students show up to have a pro-Hamas rally because they wanted to free Palestine. Well, Hamas shot 11,000 rockets into Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You're supporting people who do that unprovoked? What kind of an imbecile are you? To sit there and say, well, let's see, we've got an aggressive group of people that want to wipe this group of people off the face of the earth, and they say it every Friday, and I'm going to back them because they seem to be oppressed. When you look at the Arab world, and the argument is that the Jews have stolen Arab land, when you look at the map of the Arab world, they are an infinitesimal speck in the Middle East and North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And these people have the audacity to say that Israel's encroached on Arab land? Hey, brain trust. The United Nations established this. And the only reason they established this is because it codified something that was in the works for over 2,000 years, documented since before the time of Christ, that the Israelis existed in this land. So let's cut the crap here and say a truth. The caustic left, the Marxist left in the United States, is anti-Semitic. They're marching down the same Marxist socialist path that Hitler did, that Stalin did, and we need to start calling them out for this. We've got to stand up against these Marxists because it's stunning that it's gotten this far, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're beating Jews in the streets. Are we going to put yellow stars on them next?
Well, I'll tell you what, in Texas, if you do any of that and you're out in the road and you're blocking the road, the Governor Greg Abbott, says he's going to sign the law that was just passed to crack down on the protesters who block traffic. Basically, it's going to be the same sort of law we've got here in Florida, the anti-riot law. You are going to jail.
But I'll tell you, there's a lot of people who rolled their eyes at old man Daley back in 1968 when he had enough of the stuff that was happening in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
When he said, if you see someone suspected of looting, shoot to maim. If you see somebody looting, shoot to kill. Everybody went, oh, you can't do that. You know what? The rioting stopped. Now, that's a little extreme, but we are so far away from that mentality of we can't have this. You know, people have a right to live not in fear. People have a right to believe that their property is secure. And people have a right not to have some indignant jackass constantly telling them that they have to acquiesce to their in order to be able to live in peace in the United States. You know what? Your trigger is your problem. It's not my problem. If you get triggered because you see a pink poodle, that's your problem. I don't care. And I don't have to care. And you can't make me care. Go get some therapy. Sit down in your crying room. Rejoin society.
Mm.
But this, I've got to acquiesce to everything that is offensive to you. Shut up and sit down.
Do you remember somebody by the name of John Earl Sullivan?
Yes, I do.
He had the DOJ show up and seize $90,000 from his bank account, and that was the money he got from selling the footage of Ashley Babbitt actually being shot during the January 6th Capitol breach. And he's been charged with new weapons charges. He also allegedly agitated the rioters inside the Capitol, and they have proof of that, video proof of that.
Well, you know, it's when you do something that is that affects this public land, you should be held accountable for it. I just wish the same amount of vigor was going towards the people that they arrested and released in Portland.
Yeah.
Or Seattle. One person is going to jail from what happened in Portland for over a year.
Yep.
One.
Yep. Not right.
How many millions of thousands of destructions happened? These ingrate jackasses.
Not right. Not right at all.
We've got a two-tier justice system in this country where it's selective. If I want to prosecute somebody,
mm-hmm.
you attack a federal building and we'll just enter into an agreement. No, go to jail.
Mm-hmm. By the way, finally, we'll wrap up on this. It appears that something is happening in America. All of a sudden, Joe Biden doesn't have that big happy dance around him like he used to have because people are starting to react to the costs coming out of their wallet, all the extra expenses, and the things that are happening right in plain sight that you can see. You don't have to be a brain surgeon. And suddenly his support is drifting down lower and lower.
Yeah, so suddenly Mr. Biden eating with chopsticks isn't such a photo op anymore, huh?
There you go. Alrighty, I will talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
That's Frank Silvato, everybody, from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that he does. His podcast is over there, the articles he writes, and a lot more. I'll be right back.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Calm
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. We appreciate her and you folks for tuning in and for listening to us. We've had a lot of participation tonight, both on the phone as well as on the internet, with all the different messages going back and forth. And it gets busy here sometimes. And joining us right now from the Sports Zone, that's a radio show hosted by Patrick Hyland and his crew, his posse, if I can call him that, on Sundays from 11 to 12 on my flagship station here in Tampa. Okay, Patrick Hyland, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, what's shaking?
Bill Mickelson shaking. 50 years old plus, almost 51, won the PGA champion.
Almost started a riot.
Major champion. I just goes to show you, you got Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl at 44, Phil Mickelson winning a major championship 50 plus. It just goes to show you these athletes are keeping themselves in better shape with nutrition and exercise and trainers. It's a different era.
Well, it almost started a riot. I mean, the people were just jumping up and down, et cetera, et cetera, about everything that was going on, you know. And they were pushing and shoving and trying to get to Mickelson, and I see all the security people around, and they must have been 15 deep.
Oh, yeah, but he's a fan favorite. It's been that way ever since. Him and John Daly are just two fan favorites because they go for it, Captain. They don't lay up. You know, people that have watched the movie Tin Cup can appreciate that. That's just how people love it. You got to go for it. Hockey's been very interesting, Captain. Also, you have the Jets rally to beat the Oilers in overtime. Time games here. The Bruins clinch. Bruins are going to be tough. We'll see. Tampa Bay Lightning put it on the Panthers. They're looking good. And the Bruins, Las Vegas Knights, out west is looking. They are looking very good, to say the least. And the group isn't basketball fans, but for the people, a lot of people aren't fans of LeBron. So
All right, Patrick, can you move a little bit? Your phone is breaking up.
I don't know why that's happening. I'm on a landline, so that's interesting.
Yep, it was breaking up, and I can hear you now, but you go ahead.
Okay. Well, you also had the race in COTA. It's the first NASCAR race they ran there. I like the track. It's kind of a neat road race track, but also still some NASCAR flair and some Indianapolis flair to it. But it started raining there. It became very dangerous, Captain. They probably should have stopped racing. A lot of the drivers are not happy about it, and I agree with them. A couple bad accidents.
Well, I don't think
nobody got hurt.
I don't think I'm going to go out of my way to turn the television on to ESPN anymore, because the host of First Take, Stephen A. Smith, took aim at his former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback partner when they were on the show, Tim Tebow, by arguing that white privilege was the factor of his NFL comeback at age 34 after being out of the league. Why didn't they let you-know-who come back in?
Yeah, well, that's ridiculous. That's exactly what that is. Had nothing to do with it. You have a coach and a player that have a great relationship. He's going to be a coach for Urban Meyer, okay, out on the field, okay? And if you don't think you can work him, foolish. He's in great shape. Let's see what the man can do before we make a judgment, Captain. Let him go through training camp. If he makes their team, then great. If he doesn't, you can say, well, it was a publicity stunt, and he didn't make the team. Okay, great. But why go there? That's another thing in this country that we've done in every aspect. You're guilty until proven innocent. Last time I checked, the United States of America doesn't work that way, Captain, and it shouldn't work that way. And that's another.
Well, who's the role model you'd rather see on the field?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's about where I'm going with this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, let's start going with the class acts of players, okay? Back in the day, you know, talking about basketball and LeBron, okay, Oscar Robertson, that was a class man, okay? Jerry West, class man. Why can't we get back to the class of sports versus the nonsense and the fringes acting foolish for attention? It's just a shame. Hockey's back in the sports that doesn't have
Michael. You had Michael Jordan, you had Bob Cousy, you had Bill Russell, and even Wilt Chamberlain, even though once in a while he got a little bit exorbitant.
Off the court, but he was a class player. Right. You're 100% right, Captain. Mm-hmm. Very good point. Now, these things we need to get sports back to being a foundation for the youth to learn from and to appreciate the competition.
Who is the hottest team in baseball right now?
I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Rays, Captain.
And they did it again yesterday. They're up to 10 wins in a row. The record is 12 if they can get to it.
Yeah, for them, that's correct. Now, speaking about baseball, I'm curious if the Oakland A's, like the Oakland Raiders, are going to relocate to Vegas, Captain, here in the very near future. I feel sorry for the Oakland A's fans, but also the Raider fans, too. It's just tough. San Francisco 49ers and Giants have kind of overtaken that territory, so it takes away from the Oakland, except for the Golden State Warriors. They're very popular, still there. Then last but not least, Captain, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Still no deal between him and the Packers as far as the reconciliation. I could see him going to teams, and there's a few teams that have some leverage to move players and move draft picks. Miami Dolphins are one. If they could find somebody who wants Tua and make a trade with them and give them some draft picks, I could see see that happening. Or the Denver Broncos. They're needing a starting quarterback there that can take them to the promised land, and John Elway's going to put a push for Aaron Rodgers.
I would rather see him go to Denver just simply because I think they'd be a better fit.
I agree. But I know Miami's trying to make it happen, and we'll see what happens. So Florida's going to be interesting this year in college and pro football, to say the least, Captain. So,
yeah, well, he won't know how to play if he's in warm weather, so he better go to work.
Yeah. I like it, Captain. Good right. He's from California. He'll get adjusted to like Tom Brady.
Yeah, let him go to Denver, Mile High. He'll like it there. Besides that, I think he'd fit right in there. I really do.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. All righty. We'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Sounds great. Thanks, Captain.
All
God
right.
bless everybody.
All Bye. Right. Patrick Hyland, the host of the Sports Zone. All right, real quick, 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business. Tim Tebow is the greatest thing that happened to Jacksonville Jaguars. That's why everyone's dropping ESPN. Shut up, Stephen A. Smith. You're a loser. Your station is a loser. And the guy's got a Heisman Trophy, two national titles. He wins six games as a quarterback in the pros, which has never happened before. Shut up. Urban, you need to use him like he can run, pass, kick, and catch. He's a football player. Let me say something about Biden. Hey, you Democrats that voted for Biden, have you woken up yet? Have you seen what a disaster he is? Okay? Trump would never your gas prices would never be this. Let me say something to Trump, because I've done more for Trump than anybody in this country, okay? Because I called him 40 times before he stepped on the stage. Toughen up, Trump. Toughen up. You see, the American people are suffering because of these idiots and these unholy governors and people that are doing stuff. Where's your Trump rally? Why aren't you standing up for the American people like we are for 3.5 years? Let's go, Captain. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for our country. Peace.
All righty. And by the way, Donald Trump is coming back supposedly in June or July. Now, his aircraft is being retrofitted and totally refurbished, if you will, for what's going on there. All right, real quick here. Let's not forget about our friends at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road, McIntosh, located across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the US of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, give a call, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. And all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. The phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. By the way, when you're out driving around today, if you see an Everglades Equipment Group store, pull on in there. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. Need a lawnmower? Got it. Need a weed whacker? Got it. Need a leaf blower? Got it. How about a tractor with a 16-inch deck on it to cut? Got it. How about a backhoe? Maybe you want one of those John Deere bulldozers. They got it all. Stop by Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, that's it for today. Coming back with more tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been a busy Monday morning, but then again, you knew it would be. And we've got more letters to the editor, similar to what you just heard, that we're going to, letters to the show. We don't have a letters to the editor here. But just like you can hear, and we'll get them for you. God bless America. See you tonight.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.